Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio. Glad you've decided to tune in to 107.1 on the FM dial. Well, how's your day going? I hope your day and your week has been good. Mine has been pretty good. We've been, my wife and I have been keeping ourselves busy. She's still home from work because of her daycare being closed, but daycares will be reopening, so she goes back to work June 1st. And I have to say, I'm really going to miss her around the house for sure. And I'll tell you what, we've got a program all lined up for you. We've got trivia. We're going to be giving away a Starbucks gift card today, a $5 Starbucks gift card for the trivia winner. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. All you have to do for a chance to win is call me and answer a trivia question, and I'll put you in the drawing for this Starbucks gift card, okay? We'll do that in just a moment. First of all, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. By the way, my website has been redone. The other day, I spent some time redoing the website. You can check that out, radionate.webs.com. That's W-E-B-S, radionate.webs.com. Check it out, the changes that have been made. I think you can see it a little better when you go there on your phone now. Of course, you can zoom in once you're there on your phone. At least most phones, most smartphones you can. And, of course, you can see it really well on the computer, too. So check it out, radionate.webs.com. And don't forget the radio station website, www.gh1071.com. Well, my wife Amber is with me here in the studio, and she's going to help me out with a couple of things here at the beginning of the program, and then at the end of the program with a recipe for Ladies' Corner. Right now, let's find out what she's got for us at the moment.
What's new in home design? Number one, headboards. Bedrooms are more than a place to sleep. They're safe havens. Enhance that sense of security by choosing a headboard with wingback sides or placing the head of the bed in an alcove. 2. Mix and match pendants. Kitchen lighting finally got the no matchy match memo. Try a trio in different shapes and hues over an island. 3. Dog mattresses. The memory foam trend has gone to the dog's bed. Brands like Casper sell pooch-friendly versions of their human-grade mattresses. 4. TVs and gallery walls. Thin frame style TVs now have a home alongside photos and artwork, what will you hang over the fireplace? 5. Indoor citrus trees. Move over, fiddle leaf figs. We have our eye on lemons and limes. Citrus trees and pots can be a bit tricky, so check out Google search ideas for indoor citrus trees. 6. Dark exterior paint. Homes are going to the dark side with almost black shades of gray and blue. 7. Two-tone cabinets. Neutrals on top, color on the bottom. They're the happy medium between all white and hue-soaked kitchens.
All right, so that's 7 ways to kind of spruce up your home there. Thank you very much, Amber, for helping us out there. All right, here's the trivia that we're going to have. Again, we're giving away a Starbucks gift card. All you need to do for a chance to win is give me a call and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in a drawing for a chance to win. Here's the first trivia question we've got for today. In 1957, a dog from Russia named Laika made history. It was the first animal to do what? In 1957, a dog from Russia named Laika made history. It was the first animal to do what? In 1925, Balto, a sled dog, journeyed 1,000 miles for medicine that saved thousands of lives. In his honor, Alaska has what? In 1925, Balto, a sled dog, journeyed 1,000 miles for medicine that saved thousands of lives. In his honor, Alaska has what? Hi, we're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, Bob, I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Oh, hey there. In 1957, it was the first dog in the space.
Yes, the first dog in the space. That is correct.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you are our first call of the day, sir.
All right.
We will put you in the drawing, and what you having for supper tonight?
I'm getting sausage, gravy, and biscuits.
Oh, that sounds good. Sausage, gravy, and biscuits. Boy, oh, yep. Boy. Yes, yep. Indeed. That sounds like a good menu to me.
Right. What are you going to do for the holiday?
Well, we're planning on going on a little picnic with my brother.
Right. Well, we just elected everything. We're going to stay at home. I'm going to make my famous meatloaf burgers and have horse and dogs.
Hey, sounds good. All right. Yes.
So you enjoy the weekend.
Hey, you too. Happy holiday to you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Bob. Take it easy. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Okay, Bob Austin, the first in the drawing for today. Okay, another trivia question for you. What heats up the water in a natural hot spring? What heats up the water in a natural hot spring? Thanks to chemical sulfur, what do some hot springs smell like? Thanks to chemical sulfur, what do some hot springs smell like? Hi, we're on the air.
It was a dog sled race.
Yes, a dog sled race. Yes, that is correct. How are you doing today?
Good.
Kind of a little cold today, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Have you been outside to play?
No.
Yeah? You probably, are you doing school work too?
No, it's all finished.
Oh, boy, you got it all finished. Well, good job. All right, and I recognize your voice. This is Allison.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I'll put you in for a chance to win the gift card, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, you have a good evening, and thanks for calling me.
Okay.
Okay, uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Allison is becoming one of our regular listeners here. We love it when the kids call in and play. Where do seagulls live? Where do seagulls live? Is the next question I've got for you. What makes the sand in a sandcastle stick together? What makes the sand in a sandcastle stick together? We'll come back and do some more trivia after this. If you try to call me during the break and I don't pick up, well, I just keep trying back because I got about a 2-minute break to take. And then we'll be back with more trivia questions right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. By the way, I do have an email address, and I would love to get your email, too. My email is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Send over anything you like. If you find an offbeat news story or something that you think I would like or something that you think that I might not like, no, you can send over anything. Yes, caller, can you hold on through the break for me? Oh, nobody's there, so we'll take our break. We'll be right back.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, we are back. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, all right. How are you?
Good.
Good. Did you want to answer a trivia question?
Yes.
All right. Which one would you like to answer?
Water.
Water is what makes a sandcastle stick together. Have you ever been to the beach?
No, but yes.
Yes? Okay. Have you ever built a sandcastle?
Yes.
Yeah, they're fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's your name, buddy? And I'll get you...
Noah.
All right, Noah. I got you signed up for a chance to win the Starbucks gift card. How's that sound?
Good.
Okay. Well, you enjoy the rest of your evening, all right?
I will.
All right. Well, thanks for calling me.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944 is my phone number. If you'd like to play trivia, everybody is welcome. So if you have called in before, or if you haven't called in before, or if you've called in to other shows, it doesn't matter. Everybody's welcome here, 740-383-9944. Call and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win a Starbucks gift card. What is the front of a ship called? What is the front of a ship called? What's a ship crow's nest used for? What's a ship's crow's nest used for? What do you call the ropes and chains linked to a ship's sail? What do you call the ropes and chains linked to a ship's sail? When John F. Kennedy became President of the United States in 1961, he invited which poet to read a poem during the inauguration ceremony? When John F. Kennedy became President of the United States in 1961, he invited which poet to read a poem during the inauguration ceremony? And which world leader was in jail for about 27 years before he was elected president? Which world leader was in jail for about 27 years before he was elected president? Hi, we're on the air.
The front of a ship got a bow.
The front of a ship is called a bow. That is right. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Good to hear from you. And this is Lucas, right?
Yep.
All right, buddy. How's your day going?
Good.
Good. Good. Glad to hear from you. Well, I've got you signed up for a chance to win the gift card, okay?
Okay.
All right. And you have a good evening now, and just enjoy yourself and enjoy the nice weather out there. Well, I guess it's a little cool, but enjoy it when it warms up. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to answer a trivia question, we'll get you put in the drawing for a Starbucks gift card. 740-383-9944. We'll get you up on the air. And it's not hard to answer a trivia question at all. We've got some easy ones in there. So if you haven't called before, or if you have called before, give us a call this afternoon, and we'd love to talk to you. Okay, it's time for some offbeat news. Police in Virginia said they made an arrest in the case of two men who used watermelons as masks when they allegedly stole from a grocery store. The Louisa Police Department said two men wearing hollowed-out watermelons as masks stole undisclosed items from a Sheetz grocery store at about 9:25 p.m. on May the 6th. Police said the suspects fled in a lifted 2006 black Toyota Tacoma. The department said Sunday that an arrest was made in the case. A police Facebook post with photos of the two men and an appeal to the public for information about the melon head suspects was deleted Monday after the arrest was announced. Boy, you have all different styles of masks to choose from, and you choose to hollow out a watermelon, slap that over your head, and rob a grocery store. How's that? I'll tell you what. People are strange. An Idaho man set a new world record as the winner of a Guinness World Records weekly challenge by putting on 10 t-shirts only in 15.61 seconds. David Rush, who has broken more than 100 Guinness records to promote STEM education, participated in Guinness Weekly's challenge on social media, which called on people around the world to film themselves attempting the record for the fastest time putting on t-shirts. More on that in a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi. Did I hear you say what did sulfur smell like?
Yes, I was wondering what sulfur smells like.
Rotten eggs.
Rotten eggs is exactly right. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Good, good. Can I get your name and I'll put you in the drawing?
Eva Kalb.
Oh, Eva Kalb. All right. Good to hear from you today. I appreciate you
calling in
and listening to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. Okay. 10 t-shirts to win Guinness Challenge. The challenge saw multiple people from across the globe attempting to don the shirts while complying with Guinness rules, which ban the use of V-neck or button-collar shirts for the challenge. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, crow's nest on a ship is for a high lookout spot.
Yes, that is correct. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good, good. Well, it's a little cool today, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Cool and wet.
Yeah, that's right. I guess that's Ohio for you.
Right.
All right, well, I get you all signed up for a chance to win, and I do appreciate you listening, and thank you for calling.
All right, you have a good evening.
Hey, you too. All right. Bye-bye. And that was David Avery. Got him signed up for a chance to win. And you can sign up too simply by giving me a call and answer a trivia question. You win a Starbucks gift card. We will draw our winner at 4:55 this afternoon and find out who our winner will be. So all you got to do is just ring my phone. Okay. David Rush was declared the weekly champion and a new record holder with a time of 15.61 seconds, which he said fell short of his personal goal of 15 seconds. Rush said it was difficult to practice for the challenge because sweat would cause his skin to become too sticky and he would have to take breaks to cool off again. So putting on 10 t-shirts in 15.61 seconds. Guinness record. Wow. I don't know. As I don't think I could do that. No, I would get all hung up for sure. Okay, Baltimore's Mr. Trash Wheel. Yes, I didn't know what Mr. Trash Wheel was until I read this story. It's a solar and hydro-powered trash interceptor. Big machine that removes debris from the city's Jones Falls River. Well, it was awarded a Guinness World Record for clearing 63.3 tons of garbage in 1 month. The googly-eyed trash wheel, invented by Baltimore local John Kellett for the Healthy Harbor Initiative of the Waterfront Partnership of Baltimore, cleared 63.3 tons of trash from the mouth of the river from April 1st to April 30th, Guinness World Records announced. Mr. Trash Wheel will appear in the 2020 edition of the Guinness World Records. Hi, we're on the air.
And rigging is what the ropes and sails are called?
Yes, rigging is what the ropes and sails are called. How's your day going today?
Good.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Well, I've got you all signed up for a chance to win this Starbucks gift card.
Alrighty.
All right, Miss Ashley, you have a good evening.
You too.
All right, uh-huh. Yeah. Bye-bye. All right, we got several signed up. We can put your name in the drawing, too, if you just give us a call. I know there's a lot of listeners out there that don't call because, well, my mom tells me about a couple that listen from time to time. And I just know there's a lot out there that listen to the station. So if you're tuned in, give us a call and answer a trivia question. It's easy. We'll get you signed up for a chance to win. Okay, well, Memorial Day is Monday. What do you have planned? Do you have something interesting planned? Yes, indeed. Maybe. Well, I've got something to tell you in just a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, Robert Frost wrote the poem.
Yes, Robert Frost wrote the poem that John F. Kennedy invited him to the White House, and he sure did. How are you today?
All right.
All right. And is this Miss April?
Yes.
All right. Well, I've got you in the pile for a chance to win, all right?
All right.
I appreciate the call, and thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. I'm getting good at knowing names. Okay, so what are you doing for Memorial Day? Anything cool? We are planning a picnic with my brother, as I told Bob a little bit earlier. And so we are going to go to Prospect Park if we can find a picnic table that's, you know, away from others and all this sort of thing. If not, we'll go back to his house and have our picnic there. But we've got some stuff to take, and maybe even I can convince my wife to make her special potato salad. I don't know. I'll have to work on her to decide about that. Coming up, six Memorial Day facts. Six Memorial Day facts is what I have for you. But believe it or not, we are almost down to the final 15 minutes of the program already. Time flies along when you're having fun here on WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial and Offbeat News and Trivia. By the way, if you get a chance, check out my website. It's new and improved, radionate.webs.com. Pull it up on your telephone if you can. radionate.webs.com or your home computer, either one, it'll work either way. We'll be back after these words.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Mm. Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
It's time to tell the neighbors they ever shut his on. It's time that you can listen.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we are back with more fun and excitement. Can't you just feel the excitement in the air? Yes, indeed. Right here on 107. You know what? Hang on just a minute, folks. There we go. My microphone wasn't working, but we are back now. We are 107.1 FM. Can't you feel the excitement in the air as you listen through the radio wave? Yes, indeed. Well, I've got six Memorial Day facts for you. Six Memorial Day facts. Number one. Multiple cities claim to be the birthplace of Memorial Day. So it's not really nailed down exactly where it came from because multiple cities claim it. Number two, it was originally called Decoration Day because that's when you went out and decorated the gravestones, you know, and put grave blankets down and decorated the veterans with American flags. Number three, Union General John A. Logan founded the holiday. Number four, Memorial Day wasn't celebrated on the last Monday in May until relatively recently. Number five, it's customary for the U.S. president or vice president to give a speech and, I believe, lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Isn't that right? Don't they usually do that on Memorial Day? Number six, originally only soldiers who had died in the Civil War were honored. But now, of course, everybody is. It's become a holiday to remember the veterans. But originally, it was for all that have died. So that's kind of six Memorial Day facts for you right here. Okay, our monthly drawing, by the way, that we're going to give away next week is a Visa gift card. A Visa gift card in the amount of, I believe, $25. Yes, a $25 Visa gift card is what we're giving away next week. So everybody that is called this month is put in the pot, and we will draw a name next week for that Visa gift card. So everybody that is called today, you're put in the drawing for that Visa gift card. So if that sounds interesting to you, and a Starbucks gift card sounds interesting to you, then call and answer one of my trivia questions. It's 740-383-9944. And here are the trivia questions I have left. What heats up the water in a natural hot spring? What heats up the water in a natural hot spring? Where do seagulls live? Where do seagulls live? Which world leader was in jail for about 27 years before he was elected president? Which world leader was in jail for about 27 years before he was elected president? What do you call an animal or plant species that no longer exists? What do you call an animal or plant species that no longer exists? Most shark attacks in the world occur on the beaches of what state? Most shark attacks in the world occur on the beaches of what state? Here's a real easy one for you. What is the most popular flower to give your sweetheart on Valentine's Day? It pops the tops the list. What is the most popular flower to give your sweetheart on Valentine's Day? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I'll sign you up for a chance to win a Starbucks gift card. Going to give that away in about 4 minutes. And you'll also be put in next week for the $25 Visa gift card. On this day in history, May the 20th, 1830, the fountain pen was patented by H.D. Hyde. 1861, North Carolina became the 11th state to secede from the Union. 1861, during the American Civil War, the capital of the Confederacy was moved from Montgomery, Alabama to Richmond, Virginia. 1873, Levi Strauss began marketing blue jeans with copper rivets. 1875, the International Bureau of Weights and Measures was established. On this date in 1899, Jacob German of New York City became the first driver to be arrested for speeding. The posted speed limit was 12 miles per hour. It doesn't say how fast Jacob was going, but he must have been going faster than 12. 1902, the U.S. military occupation of Cuba ended. 1902, Cuba gained its independence from Spain. 1916, Norman Rockwell's first cover on the Saturday Evening Post appeared. 1926, the U.S. Congress passed the Air Commerce Act. 1927, Charles Lindbergh took off from New York to cross the Atlantic for Paris aboard his airplane, the Spirit of St. Louis. The trip took 33 and a half hours. 1930, the first airplane was catapulted from a dirigible. And in 1932, on this date, Amelia Earhart took off to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. She became the first woman to achieve that feat. Okay, I want to tell you about the Vermilion Lighthouse. My wife and I took a drive this past Saturday along the shores of Lake Erie. We went up Route 4 and then started heading west into Vermilion and out through there. And we came upon the Vermilion Lighthouse, and here's a little bit of the history. By the way, you can see a picture of me and the Vermilion Lighthouse on my website, radionate.webs.com. That's W-E-B-S, radionate.webs.com, right there on the front page. Scroll down a little bit if you're on a desktop, and you'll see me and the Vermilion Lighthouse. At the time Vermilion became a village in 1837, the people had built their own navigational aid at the mouth of the river using wooden stakes topped with oil-burning beacons. In 1840, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers dredged the river and built two piers at the mouth, constricting the water to prevent flooding. This provided the depth needed for boats to travel in and out of the harbor. Thus began the golden age of shipbuilding on the Vermilion River. In 1847, a new wooden lighthouse was placed on the western pier. A lighthouse keeper who lived in the village lit the lamp inside it each evening and went out every morning to quench it. The early Vermilion lighthouses were lit with lanterns fueled with whale oil, which burned clearly. In 1855, due to a decrease in the harvest of sperm whales, the cost of whale oil increased dramatically. Lard oil became the common energy source, and then kerosene. A small building was erected on the pier to store the oil in 1906. In 1876, the lighthouse was dilapidated. Congress appropriated $3,000 to build an iron lighthouse, which was made from obsolete cannons melted down after the Battle of Fort Sumter. The iron structure was towed to Vermilion on barges along the Erie Canal. It had both an oil lantern as well as a Fresnel lens. The new lighthouse, which was erected in 1877, stood at the harbor entrance for 52 years. According to a 1920 newspaper, residents believe there was no more romantic spot on earth than the Vermilion Lighthouse. In 1929, two young brothers, Ted and Ernest Wakefield, noticed the lighthouse was leaning. The Corps of Engineers was contacted, and the old lighthouse was taken down and replaced with a skeletal tower. Well, long story short, they ended up building a 34-foot-tall structure, which was erected in 1991 at the foot of Main Street, where it stands today. It was wired for electricity to power an incandescent light and a Fresnel lens. In 2012, the lighthouse went dark when the Fresnel was removed and later placed in a museum in Toledo. Local residents, as part of Main Street Vermilion, raised $40,000 to purchase a new lens, which was installed in 2016, and the lighthouse was lit once again. So there you go, the Vermilion Lighthouse. You can check out the picture of me in the lighthouse, radionate.webs.com. Well, thanks to everybody that called today. I appreciate it very much. It's time to pick out our winner for this Starbucks gift card. And by the way, if you win, give me a call at the end of the show at 740-383-9944 and give me your address. I'll send it through the mail so you don't have to worry about coming down to the station during this COVID-19 time. And also, you could email me your address if you wish, radionateosu@gmail.com. And the winner is April! April, congratulations, April. You are the winner of this Starbucks gift card. Like I said, give me a call at the end of the show with your address or send me an email with your address and I'll get that sent to you. So, April, congratulations to you for winning this. It is time for our Ladies' Corner, and here's my wife, Amber, with a recipe.
Easy barbecue glazed chicken. 1/2 cup. Kraft Zesty Italian Dressing divided, 4 small boneless skinless chicken breast, 1/4 cup Kraft Original Barbecue Sauce, 2 tablespoons orange marmalade. Heat grill to medium heat. Pour 1/4 cup dressing over chicken in shallow dish. Turn to evenly coat both sides of each breast. Refrigerate 10 minutes. Meanwhile, mix barbecue sauce, marmalade, and remaining dressing. Remove chicken from dressing. Discard dressing. Grill chicken 5 to 7 minutes or on each side or until done. Brushing occasionally with barbecue sauce mixture for the last few minutes.
All right, sounds good. And you can find that recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. That's Radio Nate into Facebook. Search that. It'll come up and you will have that recipe. And if you make it, let me know how it tastes. Well, it is just about quitting time already. Can you believe it? Time just flies right along when you're having fun. I want to thank all of our callers who called in today for a chance to win. Thank you to Noah, Allison. Thank you to Bob, April, who was our winner. Thank you to Ashley for calling in, David, Eva, and Lucas. Thank you to all you folks that dialed 740-383-9944 for a chance to win. I appreciate you playing along. We are here every Wednesday afternoon from every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. You can catch us on the website at www.gh1071.com. Click on Show Archives and then Offbeat News and Trivia. Click on that and you can hear the shows from whence we began. So there you go. You can catch everything. Until next time, Nate Redmond in downtown Marion in Air Chair 1. I will talk to you later. Have a happy Memorial Day weekend.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP.